This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers plan to spend about $450 million of federal COVID-19 relief money on behavioral health efforts, ranging from overdose reversal drugs to residential care facilities. Here's Democratic Representative Serena Gonzalez-Gutierrez.
Together, we can make smarter investments to solve our behavioral health crisis and set ourselves up for success as we tackle the root causes of crime.
The full legislature will now consider the bills to enact the proposal alongside similar plans for housing, economy recovery, labor, and business. The spending was decided on by bipartisan panels of lawmakers and experts. A former NFL head coach is suing the league and the Denver Broncos. Brian Flores says he was the target of racial discrimination when he interviewed for the Broncos head coaching job in 2019. The federal lawsuit also names other teams Flores interviewed with as defendants. NFL rules require teams interview racial and ethnic minority candidates for head coaching positions. The Broncos say the hiring process was fair and that Flores' allegations are untrue. A 31-year-old man living in Boulder was arrested Tuesday for allegedly threatening violence against the University of Colorado Boulder and UCLA. Officials evacuated an elementary school, several businesses, and homes while negotiating with a man who ended up peacefully surrendering near the University of Colorado campus. Police connected the former UCLA employee to an 800-page manifesto describing murder and school shootings. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold.
There was definitely references to Boulder in the manifesto and a university setting and a schoolyard setting.
Colorado's U.S. attorney says the man faces state and federal charges. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this hour. We'll be listening to 1A. Stick around.